You've found an encore presentation of the Taxi Stand Hour on Radio TFI.
You found the Taxi Stand Hour.
Over.
On Radio TFI.
It is 10 o'clock in the a.m. Eastern time on this, the 11th of November, 2017, and you are listening to the Taxi Stand Hour. I'm John Shannon here in snowy, cold St. Paul, Minnesota. And on the other end of this line, Mr. Ed Van Ness. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, young man. Snowy South Florida. Oh, wait a minute. It's not snowing at all. I've got my air conditioner on.
Yeah, bullshit.
Snow. ice belongs in your cocktails, not under your tires. And good morning, young man. And good morning to all the kids and kittens out there.
You know, I tell you, I haven't been out in it yet. And for the most part, it's pretty much cleared up now. It was an overnight little dusting of snow. And I tell you, when I don't lie when I tell you this, that I wish that when it snows out here, it just gives you a good 3 to 4 inches, so you develop your traction. Right now, these little dustings of less than a half an inch of snow, when they start sticking on the street, it just becomes ice. And I don't care how good of a driver you are, when you have icy roads, you're fucked. There's no two ways about it.
You know, there's a solution to that, sir. It's one word.
Move. Move. I tried that back in 98. I wound up coming back here.
So you were unsuccessful at moving. What did you have, a bungee cord attached to your waist that just kept snapping you back? Now,
yeah,
don't get me
pretty
wrong.
Pretty much.
Don't misunderstand me. The land of 10,000 lakes is a beautiful place. It's one of the glory spots of this great land of ours, and I enjoyed my time there immensely. That being said, it's just too cold, man. I was freezing in September.
Well, the problem that I have, or had, I should say,
you
is
live in
I
Minnesota.
Wound up
that's the problem that you have.
I wound up moving to three of the most conservative hellholes you can find in this entire country: Nevada, Florida.
Yeah. Now wait a minute.
Texas, Arkansas.
Wait a minute. You picked the wrong part of Florida.
Orlando.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, what happens in Tallahassee does have a tendency to drip down into the other part of that state.
You ain't been down to the blue part yet.
Where's that?
Down here in South Florida, in the Tri-County area, yeah. Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach. I mean, it is a traditional blue haven. We are just Smurf-like down here. Something people don't realize is just how large and diverse a state Florida is. People look at the state of Florida on a map, and it appears small because it looks like the left chunk of it has been ripped apart. Geographically speaking, I have driven from here to New Orleans. It's a 14-hour drive. The first 12 hours of that is in Florida. Until from Fort Lauderdale to Pensacola, Key West to Pensacola, 16 hours. And forget, and that, just setting geography aside, just politically speaking and culturally speaking, my goodness, the difference between the Pan and South Florida, we are literally two different states. And in some cases, a completely different time zone. So don't tell me about your little woes. You planted yourself in the land of the mouse and said, oh my, everything will be fine. Without even looking around. All you had to do was look to the south there, Pookie. You couldn't find your way. Apparently, the turnpike
was
a scary
proposition. Actually, it was two hurricanes that chased me out of...
Two hurricanes, please. I do that in my sleep, two hurricanes. You didn't even have real hurricanes. Come on, you big baby. So... Oh. What else we got going on this week? Oh,
well, you know.
Oh, hold on. I got something. I got something. We are in the new Radio TFI compound. We are in the building, folks. It's a glorious, glorious towering sphere made of glass and shiny steel and aluminum. It is fantabulous. However, the actual Taxi Stand Hour studio is not quite complete yet. So we're working in the lobby, if you will. We our construction crew of Howard Fine and Howard have put together a little something here, and we're coming to you from the new studio, just like we did last week. But we're hoping to be in the new digs sooner than later, because and by the way, my landlords and the management company will, from this point forward, be referred to as Howard Fine and Howard, because I've been in this place 2 weeks now. Tomorrow will be 2 weeks. They still haven't painted. They haven't cleaned. I got running. I never have to worry about fresh water in this apartment because the toilet runs all the time, and they have flat out ignore me. I sent a text to the maintenance guy yesterday, and the response I got back was, "Well, this guy's just exaggerating about everything now." So I sent him a text back. I said, "You might want to pay attention to who you're responding to, because now you're telling."
Now you're telling. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm exaggerating. I've got nicotine caked on the walls in this place, and I got blinds. I told them they need to. I mean, I can smell the tobacco, and I said they don't want to change the blinds until I paint. I said, you know what? Enough of this. I don't know when I'm going to get to painting, but you know, hopefully next week. But I need these fucking blinds taken care of. So anyway, there we are, kids. We're in the new building. We're working the kinks out, and hopefully once we get it clean and pretty, we'll bring a few kinks in, if you know what I mean.
Of course.
Mr. Shannon, what else is going on in your little world?
This has been kind of an interesting couple days as far as my engagement in the Twitter sphere. I have a gentleman who actually I respect, because you know what? He doesn't go into a conversation disagreeing with you and starting to call you names and stuff like that. So I do respect that. And I try I try likewise, just put it that way. If somebody's going to have a reasonable conversation with me, I am very reasonable myself. Now, somebody trolled the conversation, basically asked, I'm not even going to go into description, but basically I slapped down the troll.
Because I saw the conversation, I barely know what's going on. So,
but anyway, so it wound up being over the Second Amendment. You know, it dates back now. Why is it that we always seem to have news happening over the weekend or right after we get done doing our show?
Because we have go on 7 days per week. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I will make this plea again. If you have an opinion and a mouth, we have a place for you here on Radio TFI.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And now probably more able to provide the space for them now that you're settled in the new digs.
Oh, absolutely. We have a tower that is 48 stories tall, and we have office space available for everybody. Everybody. Mm. It's everything is all the fixtures are gold plated. It is
it's beautiful.
It's terrific. It's tremendous is what it is. Everybody gets their own personal Slovenian, male or female, whatever your preference.
Oh, great. So I was having a conversation with this gentleman again. It was stemming from the shooting last week in Texas. It's getting to be it's almost getting to be too repetitive now where you're having these mass shootings. I had kind of a dilemma with that. As you know, there was a person, a neighbor across the street from this church that came across with his firearm. Now, I'm not sure what he had. I don't know if he had an automatic weapon or
AR-15
or semi, excuse me. He did not did the Good Samaritan have an AR-15 as well?
No, but as all these shooters have and all these mass shootings lately, that is the weapon of choice. Somebody put a list out of going back to Sandy Hook, I believe, and they're all AR-15s. And of course, when you're deer hunting or bunny hunting, you need to be able to, you know, get off about 100 rounds per second because those wabbits are wily. Shh,
yeah.
I'm hunting a Wesley wabbit.
Shooting is getting less and less like an actual sport where you have to be an accurate shot to the point where it's like spraying a can of Lysol. You know, you just go all Al Pacino on them, and hopefully one of the bullets strikes your target.
The reference just—it took a second to get in there, but
say hello to my little friend.
I'm picturing Al Pacino's on the staircase with the. Mowing down a whole forest full of bunnies and kittens and little deer and Bambi's mom. Well, Bambi's mom had it coming. I'm sorry, I'm on that side of that, but that's another story for another time. But Bambi's mom had it coming.
So, my dilemma with this though is that okay, I am not for vigilante justice, especially when it comes to. Some shooting situation. If you start wanting to have a shootout with the assailant, all kinds of bad things could happen. You know, you wind up getting people caught in a crossfire. But so I'm not a big fan of that. If you know what I mean. But on the other hand, had this gentleman not come across the street and started shooting at the assailant. He probably would have claimed every goddamn life in that church.
There's no disagreement about that. Yeah, and I'm with you on that one. I will not deny the fact that. Now I'm not certain. I hesitate to use the phrase "Good Samaritan," but the other guy. I can't even think of a phrase for him. Was he licensed to carry?
Yes, he was.
Okay. All right. So. You know, it's one of those situations where now I thought he shot this guy as he was escaping.
Yes. Well, so, he had somebody shooting at him, so you know, had somebody else.
Oh, all right. So the good guy comes over and he opens fire on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. See, I'm a little fuzzy on all that.
Yeah, he basically got him out of the church.
Okay.
When he challenged him, and then I guess one round wound up hitting him. At least that's how I understand the story.
All right, so good neighbor with a rifle, which he probably uses to scare animals off of his property or just, you know, just to protect his home. And while not a fan of firearms myself, I can understand that and I can live with that because he proved without – actually, it just dawned on me. That young man proved you only need one bullet. One.
Well, this is true.
He took one shot. You see,
here's the deal. I think you and I agree on this. We're not anti-gun, not by any stretch of the imagination. I think that there is a place for them. Like you mentioned, protecting your home, protecting yourself in your home, getting unwanted animals off your property. Especially down there in Texas, I'm sure that happens all the time.
Right, I can see it in that situation. Is it for me? No, I don't see the point of me having a firearm. But properly trained and for the right reasons, again, if I live on a big 40-acre spread down in Texas, and I got whatever comes crawling around, you know, sometimes it's just to scare them off. We're not even talking about killing them or maiming them, just to scare them off. But that being said.
Oh, by the way, one rule in Texas, shoot at an armadillo. You don't know where that ricochet is going to go.
That's right. Also, don't mess with Texas.
Exactly.
By the way, do you know where Don't Mess with Texas originated?
No, I don't.
It's you would think it's something like from the 1800s and some big famous outlaw or gunslinger would have said it. Don't mess with Texas. You know where it's from? An anti-littering campaign from the 90s.
You know what? You're right. I remember that now. You hit a brain. You hit one of my sleeping brain cells.
One of the few that have survived.
Yes, you're absolutely
so,
right.
So anyway, let's get to the point where in the Twitter argument, you tell this guy, hey, come on over and we'll talk about it.
Yeah, I did invite him to come on to the show.
Now, just in case he's listening, and I'm sure he is with bated breath, how, pray tell, can he contact us?
Just get on your little Skype app on your phone. Everybody should have one. It's a great tool. And search for Radio TFI.
And I can promise you, my friend, I saw a little bit of the discussion back and forth between John and yourself. I promise you, we will not shout you down. I'll play loud music over you, but I will not shout you down. No, by all means, if you'd like to have a discussion, we would love to. We'd love to have you call in. Personally, I would love to just sit back and listen to you two rabble rousers go at it.
Well, here's the thing. I don't think it's going to happen because, quite frankly, he hosts his own radio show. I believe he still does. I could be wrong on that, but I think he still hosts his own radio show on Celestial Radio. And, you know, sometimes radio hosts don't like to come on other people's show for whatever reason. So I
don't. It's our broad exposure. That's what he's afraid of. And our technical expertise.
Yes, there you go.
This is big-time professional radio, kids. Don't you ever forget that. Don't ever forget it.
Yes.
Ooh, yes, ma'am, I'll stay in line. I was a naughty boy. I got my sounds back. I got my sounds back.
Oh, you are just at control yourself. Jesus.
Damn near killed him.
All right. I've got that out of my system for now.
Do you feel better now?
You have no
idea. Did you cough up your hairball now? Are you good?
I have no earthly idea. Remember, you can only see from the neck down.
Yeah, this is true. So, no, it got to the point where it got to be a discussion about the Second Amendment to begin with. And I will preface all this by telling you is that I am not an educated person, kind of like Forrest Gump says, I'm not a smart man.
Or like Fredo in The Godfather. I'm smart, not stupid, like people say, Mikey. Something like that. Something like that.
Yeah, something like that. But so basically, and I'm definitely not book smart. But what I do see, and what I'm sure you've seen over your 30-some years in this business, is you notice things at street level. What you take in a lot of, and I definitely think this is me, what you got to go by is what you have seen working the streets of your community over time, and you know what's good and, quite frankly, what's screwed up. And right now, my feeling is that when it comes to the Second Amendment and your right to own a gun, I'm seeing the aftermath on our streets, you know, I'm not going to say on a daily basis, but on a monthly basis, you see something that gets fucked up.
Well, it's more often than we would like. And
yeah, no kidding.
And I'm one of those people, my interpretation of the Second Amendment, as far as I'm concerned, it's clear. It doesn't say individuals have the right to bear arms. It is the state that in time
of well-regulated militia,
in time of need to defend the state, can say, here, take these weapons, defend the state. But you're going to give them back. There's, as far as I'm concerned, there's nothing in there that says you have the right to bear, you personally have the right to bear arms. And you certainly don't have the right to bear an AR-15.
Well, you have to understand.
You can't win that argument with me.
When the Founding Fathers wrote the Second Amendment,
muskets,
we weren't talking about AR-15s.
Right. It took a half an hour to load the gun for one shot, or however long it took. There was definitely a time lag. We're not talking about the technology. Now, they may have, you know, in their infinite wisdom, anticipated technology being able, at some point, being able to, you know, a faster firearm. But I do not believe that they ever anticipated And I say 100 rounds a second. I don't know what the actual, how many rounds it can actually fire. I don't care. It's too many. This is designed for warfare. This is a weapon along with many, many other weapons. We just had another gun show here in Fort Lauderdale. It's ridiculous. It's on city property. And it's a constant thing. Six or seven gun shows a year, very little of it happens inside the arena. As much happens outside and in hotel rooms around the venue because of loopholes. So now we know where all the guns are in town for a couple of days. But who needs a machine gun? Who needs a shoulder-mounted rocket launcher? Cool toy, don't misunderstand me. But who needs one? You going out after Bambi's mom, bitch that she is, with a rocket launcher? Again, she's a bitch, she deserves it. But in general, no, they don't. You're not going bunny hunting.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
See, now you got me all worked up over something I didn't want to get worked up about. So go ahead. So keep telling me about this knucklehead you were talking to. Now I'm ticked.
Well,
because I got worked up.
And here's the thing. And I don't he's one of those guys. I respect his opinion. I don't agree with him. I rarely agree with him on anything. But at least I respect him because he is – he's a hell of a lot more articulate than I am, for one thing.
I've got a chair that's more articulate than you, sir. That's neat. Yeah, there. No, yeah. That's. I jest. You're Mr. Radio, as far as I am concerned. You.
Yeah.
You speak. Look, I listen to the playbacks of these shows, and I'm just an stumbling fool. You are Mr. Smooth, man. You've got that radio thing down. You have well formed and articulated opinions, man. I am elevated just by being in your presence.
Ed, you don't have a license to spread that much fertilizer in such a small spot. Just stop it. Jesus Christ. So that's pretty much it. You know, we pretty much ended our conversation just like it began, amicably. The fact of the matter is that, just like you, I don't have a problem with gun ownership. I do have a problem with people being able to buy the heavy artillery, if you will. And also,
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Now we're talking.
Now the head Cheeto in charge has rolled back President Obama's, restrictions. That now you don't, if you're a complete lunatic, you can still buy a firearm,
It's a mental issue, sir.
Yeah. Well, but you're a complete lunatic.
Yeah, you're fucking crazy. That's yes. The mental issue.
And now you're fucking crazy and you can buy a gun.
No, I'm talking about Cheeto in charge, President Dumb Shit. By the way, we really have to cut down on the swearing on this show. I'm really, really not happy about that. And you and I will discuss this, and there will be action taken. There will be action taken.
Write a note to my agent.
You will be properly disciplined through the correct channels. You will have to see human resources on the 23rd floor. Nobody wants to go to the 23rd floor. You know who's on the 23rd floor right now? Kevin Spacey, Louis C.K., Harvey Weinstein. And we're trying to track down that nutcase Roy Moore.
Oh, my God.
Those guys are in trouble. I shouldn't.
You know what?
But
I said this in a tweet yesterday, and I'll say it again. For all the people who have been, as adolescents or children, have been sexually assaulted, whether it comes through even for something as silly as improper language to a child or an adolescent, all the way up to outright rape, from anybody who's ever had to endure this, to Roy Moore, fuck you.
Ooh.
You absolute piece of shit. Because while the rest of these people, the Weinsteins, this Louis C.K., the list goes on, They're entertainers who really haven't, to my understanding, taken the whole "I'm better than thou" attitude. Roy Moore.
No, you know what? It just dawned on me. Of the four I mentioned, three of them are in entertainment.
Yeah. When you are sitting at your bully pulpit all of a sudden preaching morality, and you have this in your previous dossier, you know what? Just shut the fuck up. Because if he does, I can't believe that there's only, I can't believe that 100% of the Republicans in the Senate are not telling him, don't you dare, you better drop out.
Wake up, honey.
Yes.
It's been a year now since they had their spines removed.
Ain't that the truth?
You know, this has been a different year. You, just like everybody else, are hoping that we will awake from this shared fever dream at some point. And we'll all have been just a big joke. And, you know, and President Chris Rock will see us through.
You know who I would love to see us through? Have you ever watched that show, Designated Survivor?
Yes, I have.
I absolutely love that show. That's Kiefer Sullivan. If you could somehow clone President Kirkman there.
Sutherland.
And some,
Sutherland.
What did I say?
Summerman.
No, I said Sutherland.
You did not.
Wipe the shit out of your ears.
Please, with the mouth. Oh, the language. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You'll be on the 23rd floor. They'll have a permanent booth for you up there. They'll put a.
What's the matter? Have you developed virgin ears?
No, but I think we should elevate ourselves. We should aspire to produce a product that isn't necessarily, you know, stinky. Now, I'm okay for the occasional make a point emphasizing, but I don't believe we have to throw it out there every goddamn fucking time we talk. Oops.
And that is the rest of the story. Oh, so yes. So let's get back to the sexual deviance of the world. I hate to say this, but I think that we're looking for a tsunami of these claims from various individuals. It's already starting. Without going into gory detail, I think that what we're finally finding out is whether it is priests molesting little kids, whether it is actors who are molesting kids, politicians, whoever. We're finding out little by little that this was actually the culture back some 20 to 30 years ago.
Oh, you can go back and beyond. Further than that. You can go back much further than that.
Let's put it this way. My only reference is for as long as I've been alive. Let's just leave it at that.
Did I ever tell you about the time I witnessed a car accident? There was a priest. He was driving at a high rate of speed and ran a red light. And when they pulled him out of the wreckage and they said, "Father, what's the hurry? Why are you in such a hurry?" He said, "I'm on my way to Macy's." They said little boy's pants were half off.
Oh, damn it.
Ah! I was late on this shot.
That joke was attested to Michael Jackson at one point.
Oh,
in time
it was attested
too.
To everybody at one point. Are you kidding me? You just have to mold these things. That's why I do the funny stuff. You just sit there and do whatever it is you do. Yeah, whatever it is you do. I turn the headphones on and off when it looks. I turn them back on when it looks like you're about to stop talking, and then I jump right in. So what else is going on in this big blue marble of ours, young man? What else? Is there anything else that would affect us that we might want to talk about? What else could possibly have gone on this week that would get our attention here on the Taxi Stand Hour on Radio TFI?
Yeah, I just
want to
say this is the Taxi Stand Hour, so I suppose we should actually get at some point in time to something relating to our industry.
Not necessarily. And I'll say it again. The taxi stand hour is named because people show up and just talk about whatever.
That's been the premise of this show is that we're just a couple of cab drivers on a virtual stand.
That is correct.
So, but anyways, we have to talk about this.
Do we? I guess we do.
We do. So, our friends over
at... Are you sure we don't want to tease it a little longer?
No, I don't want to. I'm not into that shit. That you know what teases are in the radio business? Teases. There you go. Teases are when you set something up, then you go to commercial. I know. I got a couple of public service announcements I could play.
I know what a tease is. Go ahead. I don't need a lesson in radio. This is big time professional radio. Or hadn't you heard? Man, you're going to be spending a lot of time on the 23rd floor. And by the way, that is right next door to Gil Christ's office. So.
Yeah, well, I got a cross waiting for him too.
By the way, he is not only getting a show; he's getting a floor.
So our friends at Uber. It's been ruled now in a London. Now to help me out with this. This wasn't an actual court. This was something.
An employment tribunal.
Employment tribunal. Thank you.
You're welcome.
But Uber is now supposed to treat their drivers like employees.
Well, it has been ruled that
that
their drivers are employees. And so now begs the question, when Uber was in there pining away to TFL about their 40,000 people, now how much are they going to care about these 40,000 people? I promise you, unless they're willing to work illegal, which we know they are, but I don't know. I think what's going to happen is before you know it, they're going to pull out of London crying, oh, boo-hoo, they treated us poorly, yada, 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 the same nonsense they pull. And they're going to give the public the impression that they were kicked out as opposed to them violating laws and breaking regulations. Because to this day here in Broward County, I still hear from people, well, Uber got kicked out. No. They have never been kicked out of anywhere. They leave. They leave when they don't get their way. So this, if this holds up, this is a huge, huge domino to fall. Because in Uberland, the pendulum has swung. One of the things that Uber wanted to do and did here successfully in the United States is they've got control over to the states now, so they don't have to bribe every little goober up and down the highway.
Yes,
but it's beginning to turn back on them now, because people are getting ripped off, people are having problems, people are finding out it is now costing them just about as much to ride an Uber as it does in a taxi.
It is
because I see the fares, I see them. They're going to lose more drivers more and more because I'll give you, for instance, last night I did a job that was worth $46 total to the customer. And I got about 23 of that.
Mm-hmm.
Better yet, a few days ago, I picked up at a hotel, my favorite little hotel over here, and it was going to be quite a nice little ride. Gentleman got in, and for some reason my app wasn't. It wouldn't accept me starting the trip. So I said, look, why don't we do this? Cancel the job. I said, how much was Uber charging you? He said, $38. I said, I'll tell you what. You can pay in cash or credit card. I'll charge you what Uber was going to charge you minus the cancellation fee, because I'll get paid for that anyway. He said, fine. So now what I got the full fare. And Uber got $1.25 out of it instead
from the cancellation
fee. They got $5 from the customer, and of that they keep $1.25.
So now wait a minute. Now here's something else for you. I realize that in the grand scheme of things, it's really not a whole lot, but it adds up.
Oh, it does.
Why the hell is Uber collecting anything on these cancellation fees?
Yeah, that's a big question too.
What skin did Uber have in the game there?
Yeah, that's I'll give you get you give Lyft that much. Lyft doesn't take a cut out of the cancellation fee.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just indicative of the culture that they have going on there. And but I've now, you know, come to the conclusion that when I can, I'm going to do that. Well, I already do it with people. If they want a return trip, I'll say, well, how much is Uber charging you? Because I get the same ride without, you know, but I keep 100% instead of 40%.
Yeah, and absolutely.
And what people are not realizing is that Uber is now overcharging, well, not overcharging, but I had a gentleman in the car last week during our international boat show. How's your international boat show going? You don't have one, that's right.
We have boats frozen in the lake.
That's
here,
right.
So.
That's right. The largest frozen in water boat show in the world. So I'm talking to this gentleman. He uses Uber on occasion. He has my card now because I speak any English and all that. But we got to talking about how his wife and daughter had taken a ride down to the, you know, basically they left the cars at home. It's parking is a nightmare. He said, but yeah, he says, you know, it's interesting because every time we looked, the price was different from the same pickup and drop off, exactly the same. He said, we've paid four different prices today. I said, there you go. It's not straight mileage. They're squeezing every penny they can out of their customers. Now it has moved, the screwing has moved over to the customers now. The mm-hmm. drivers get paid time and mileage. And on the shorter jobs, oh my God, people are starting to realize too, on the shorter jobs, it's actually cheaper in a cab.
It is.
I had two ladies.
Absolutely.
Two ladies the other day, they went six blocks. I said, how much is Uber? I said, I know what I'm going to get for this. I'm going to get $2 and change. I said, how much is Uber charging you? She says, $7, you know. And I know it could have been cheaper by cab. I said, the next time take a cab. Don't, because you're just giving Uber the money. If you think the driver's getting it, you're out of your mind. The
right.
driver gets very little of it. So. Mm. But anyway, the good news is that, again, this is a big old domino that's hopefully going to fall. But like the Cheeto in charge, these guys are slippery. You never know what they're going to pull out of their bag of tricks next. And
and I'm going to give you one more. Would you please? I'm going to give you one more wrench in that.
Please.
Oh, here we go. You see, I see when you're getting ready to set up something here. So.
Yes, I know.
But. I hate to say it, but I don't agree.
Why not?
I don't agree.
The nerve of you
with
the
fact.
With
yeah, well, I don't agree that drivers are employees. Uber drivers are employees. I'm sorry, you are just as much. You're a gypsy cab service, is what it is, and just like any other taxi driver, with the exception of Las Vegas, there is no benefit. There is nothing to come along with that. You are an independent contractor.
You're missing a valid point here.
I'm missing a valid point?
You're missing a valid point, the way Uber treats its drivers.
Okay. Do tell.
Although they don't do it quite as blatantly as they used to, Uber controls how you operate. They control how much you make. They control your money. As opposed to, say, a taxi company that lays out up front, okay, you're going to get X amount of dollars, you know, you pay us X amount of dollars to lease the car or the dispatch system. You're going to purchase services from us. Uber, from day to day, ride to ride, you don't know. And then Uber also has all these little rules that they don't tell anybody about. There's this rating system. You're at the whim of the customers. I mean, literally at the whim. They can just change things up without telling you. If they make a rule change, you have to agree to it in the terms of service before you can go back to work. You don't have an option to read it and disagree with it. It's never up for discussion. They've made a change. That's it, and that's that.
Well, I mean, some cab companies do that too. You have to realize
there's more to it than that. Also, let us not ever discount the fact that Uber doesn't pay a penny of tax in any country it operates in.
No, it doesn't.
And don't think that doesn't play into it as well.
Well, and I don't understand how they can get away with that, because they are still collecting income from the drivers.
Off the drivers' backs, if you will. The lawyers explain it differently, but
yeah.
The point of the matter is, it doesn't matter why they're being classified as employees, John. They are.
Okay.
And that's good news. That is good news.
Well, I hope it works out that way. Don't get me wrong. Just because I disagree with something doesn't necessarily mean that I'm not in favor of the way it's going.
But as always, this is not an indication for the taxi industry to go, hey, look at that. We're going to win. Let's lay back. No.
No,
they
hell
got a
no.
lot of work to do. This industry keeps shooting itself in the foot and shooting itself in the foot. And, look. There's always going to be a need for cars that can be flagged down on the street. But you're going to see the dispatch model is going to shrink and shrink until they change how the industry operates. It has nothing to do with it, very little to do with the customers as far as I'm concerned. It has to do with how they deal with the drivers. Because you keep the drivers happy, everybody's going to be happy down the line. I'm not saying you got to roll out the red carpet to the drivers, unless it's me. The way things are operate now is just that things need to be changed. And we've talked about it. We dedicated an entire supersized show about this very topic, which, by the way, you can find in the archives on RadioTFI.com, which I promise you will be updated shortly. And we will have everything on there.
He's been promising that for the last 3 months.
I've been busy here.
My God. Cry me a frickin' river.
I was living on a sofa and all manner of good stuff. All right. Are you ready to move on?
I can control a website from a sofa myself, so.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, by the way, a housekeeping issue. Brand new music, new music to us coming. Hundreds of new songs will be in the mix. Not the least of which, the Beatles and the Rolling Stones are finally coming to Radio TFI.
Yeah. Let me further that plug, if you will.
Sure.
If you're tired of AM/FM radio, and you don't want to pay for satellite radio or whatever, just tune in to Radio TFI, seriously, because it is probably the greatest mix of music from the 60s on probably 50s. To what, the 90s to 50s. Oh, you go back as far as the 50s.
Absolutely.
Even, huh?
And some 40s. So,
there is such an eclectic mix of music there, it's not even funny.
We have Broadway show tunes coming.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, hello, it's all there. Dolly. It's all there, folks.
Oh, hello, Dolly. It's so nice to have you. Oh, sorry.
I promise you, though, when it comes on, you will not. That will not be the voice you hear singing Hello, Dolly. I promise you. You have my guarantee.
Are we ready now? You know what I want to do.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yes. Okay. Ed versus the spread. Let's go.
That, John? Better?
Hey, volume that down just a little bit more, could you please?
How's that better?
There you go. That's much better.
Big time professional radio, kids. I tell you what, there is nothing like it. Welcome to Ed versus the Spread. This is a segment of the show where I teach you how not to lose all your possessions. Now, for the season, my current record, I can't find it. 79-67. I am well above 500. It's and last week, what did I do last week? Last week I was 9-5. It was a big, big week. We had a great week. John, would you like to know how you did last week?
I think I was 3-3.
Damn it. Oh, you're keeping track of these things now, aren't you?
Yes, I was.
Mr. Shannon went 3-0 last week. He swept for the first time this season. He swept. It was close, but he did it. Actually, none of it was close. So good for you, sir. Good for you. That puts you at 12-12 for the year.
Yes.
You have finally reached 500. And
yes, I have.
And I'm sorry, my information, the screen is garbled. It's really difficult to see. So
yes, okay. So, and you went 0 for 3, if I'm not mistaken.
It's too soon to tell.
You coughed up a hairball.
I went with 1 and 2.
Ed, I can't hear you over the music, unfortunately.
Well, hold on.
There, that's better.
How's that? Better?
Yes.
One and two last week, sir, if you must know.
Oh, you didn't cough up the hairball?
No,
I'm sorry.
Not the full hairball. All right, are you ready, sir?
Well, also, I want you to make a quick note on this, is that now the man who started Ed versus the Spread with this novice is now one game behind.
I don't know where you get your information, sir.
He is now at 11 and 13. I am at 12 and 12.
That is bogus information. That's fake news, sir.
That's fake news.
I don't know where you get your information from. All right.
I don't know where you're getting your information as far as making these picks.
This is serious business now. People's lives depend on this.
Okay.
So your first choice, Dallas. Those Dallas Cowboys at the Atlanta Falcons. Atlanta giving up 3 points.
Atlanta's giving up 3 points.
Atlanta
at home?
At home giving up 3 points in that brand new stadium of theirs.
I am going to take the Cowboys on that.
How about them Cowboys?
Cowboys are playing pretty good football. I don't know. I'm not convinced by Atlanta yet.
Okay. Despite the fact they went to the Super Bowl last year.
And they coughed up the biggest hairball you could ever imagine in Super Bowl history. So
your next pick, sir, is the New York Football Giants with their one win at the San Francisco 49ers with their 0 wins. The one-win Giants versus the zero-win San Francisco 49ers. Giants favored by 2.5 points.
Giants are favored by 2.5?
2.5, yes, sir.
The only reason I'm doing this is because it's a home pick here. I'm going to go with the Niners on that.
Niners! That's how they do it out there. Niners! Finally. Those New England Patriots, those world champion New England Patriots, are in Denver. And even though they make a trip mostly across the country, those Patriots still are giving up 7.5 points against them, their Broncos. Your choice, sir. Broncos at home, getting 7.5 points.
I think you got to go with the Patriots on that.
You do? Okay.
Yes.
So, to recap. Now we'll recap. Okay, so John has taken Dallas at Atlanta getting 3 points. San Francisco at home giving up 2.5 points in a game clearly nobody wants to win. And finally, taking the Patriots giving up 7.5 points in the Mile High City. Okay, let's look at Ed. Ed's, folks, ladies and gentlemen, as soon as this segment is over, actually at 11 o'clock once the show is over, run, do not walk to the ATM machine. Get as much cash as you can. Go into the kids' room. Get that piggy bank. Crack it open. You're going to want every penny, although we really don't encourage gambling. This is purely for entertainment purposes. We're staying in the NFC Norris division today. It's them Green Bay Packers at the Chicago Bears. The Bears. Green Bay getting 5 points. I'm taking the Packers getting 5 points. Yeah, I know Brett Favre isn't playing, but I'm taking my 5 points versus the Bears. Moving down, it is the winless Cleveland Browns getting 12 points versus them there Detroit Lions in Ford Field. Beautiful brick-lined Ford Field. Old Uncle Ed says, take Cleveland and the points. Take those 12 points. Savor those 12 points. Because you're going to need every one of them, I promise you. But in the end, you will be victorious. And finally, it is the Houston Texans, or the Houston Texans, depending on what part of the country you're from, in Los Angeles, in the Coliseum, the Los Angeles Coliseum, host to not one but two Olympic Games, versus the LA Rams. LA Rams are giving up 10 points. Granted, the Texans don't have J.J. Watt, but this is the one. You go out, you put everything. Remember that piggy bank I referenced shortly ago? This is where this comes in handy. Everything. This is your lock game of the week. Houston getting 10 points versus those Los Angeles Rams. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, to recap, I like Green Bay getting 5, Cleveland getting 12, and Houston getting 10. I like all the road dogs this week. It's a road dog week.
With now that, I have another prediction to make.
What's that?
I predict you're going to go 0-3.
You will be spending ample time on the 23rd floor. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and kittens, that concludes Ed versus the Spread for this week. Remember, we do this for fun. Please, please, please don't ever gamble based on anything I say, because I would be living in a much nicer place if I was any good at this.
Boy, ain't that the truth. Oh, shoot.
All right.
Hey, I managed to actually not drop an S-bomb here.
Yes, you did. And quit looking at my screen.
My God. Well, that's what you get for sharing it with me.
Well, I won't make that mistake again. I'll work this out.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. Look at how much crap you gave me because I was so far behind you in this little contest we do.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, now you sound like Donald Trump.
I have no idea.
I don't recall. I don't recall.
It is. It never happened. Not to my knowledge, anyway.
Oh,
not to my knowledge, and you can't convince me otherwise.
Of course not.
All right, so you got lucky a couple of times. Hey, we're off the football thing now. Let's move on. Come on, the people aren't interested in you crowing about your lucky picks, and they were. It was luck. Let's face it. Let's face it. You put no research, no time, no effort into it.
You don't have to.
Even a blind dog finds a bone every now and again. A broken clock is right twice a day. All right? And that's it. I'm out of analogies now. Hate. It's what I do. It's all I do.
Oh! Did you tell me you had something you needed to get off your chest?
I got a lot earlier off air. I got a lot.
Well, you go right ahead.
All right, let's. What do I want to talk about today? Let's talk about Ed's personal life right now. What do you think? Are we okay with that?
It's up to the listeners.
John, take the noose off your neck. It won't be that bad. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, as we have alluded,
hold on. I want to get the audience's approval here before you take off with this. Let me see what they say.
Nothing, because they can't hear you because I have the control. They can't hear whatever it is you've just played.
Yes, they can, actually. Yes, they can.
Okay.
You can't hear it, but the rest of the world can.
All right, so. I see what happened now. All right, well, let's just add that to the list of things I'm going to bitch about right now. So, in the 5 minutes or so we have left, 6-7 minutes. So, here we go. So as we all know, I just moved recently into a lovely new apartment. And I'll be quite honest with you. It is growing on me. It is growing on me like the fungus all over this place. Absolutely nothing was done to this place. They put down new floors, never painted, never cleaned. And when I say never cleaned, there's still dust. Management, after they collected my rent check, literally went into hiding. Speaking to other tenants here, I find that is common. So I've been told I'll get a $300 credit on my rent. I'm going to paint myself, which is fine. At this point, it's fine. I have two sets of blinds, one in the living room, one in the bedroom. Both are caked with nicotine. Now, I smoked for 40 years. Whoever was here before me smoked indoors. He's one of the last people that, you know, not many people do that anymore. It's fine. That was his business. But holy smokes. I mean, I can still smell it as I sit here smelling it. And I begged them, please come in here and replace these blinds. Well, they don't want to do that. They want me to paint first. And I'm at a point. I contacted the maintenance guy yesterday, the head guy. And this whole list of things that they're supposed to take care of, nobody has. Well, they dropped paint off last week, which was only a week late. It took them 11 days to get me a mailbox key. So I sent him a text yesterday saying, hey, look, I've got this, that, the other thing, and now I have roaches on top of everything else. And the text
Jesus Christ, are you kidding me?
I wish I was. I wish I was. So the text I get back was, here, John, entertain the kids for a second, will you? Because I should have had this done, but yeah, I'm going to read to you here. Because I said to them, look, I also want to get an additional $100 credit because I've got to clean the place myself, which includes the toilet and the oven and the kitchen. And the text I received was, I think we have been fair to this guy. He is starting to exaggerate. Well, guess who sent the wrong text to the wrong guy?
What an idiot.
Yeah. And, oh, well, we're closed today for Veterans Day yesterday. Now, I found that out.
Who the hell closes for Veterans Day, for Christ's sake?
I found that out earlier in the day when I got a knock on my door and it was the exterminator. Pest control. I said, what are you doing here? He says, oh, we're here every second Friday of every month. Well, there's something that would have been nice to have been able to put on my calendar. This is going to be an ordeal. With Mo, the maintenance guy, I sent him a text. I said, he sent me an apology. I apologize. Yeah, you got caught.
Yes, exactly.
You got caught. You've been ignoring me for 2 weeks. I said, fine. Clean slate. We start Monday. We get some things done. Okay? Do I have any great faith? No. I have zero faith that they're going to do anything on Monday. I found out something interesting. Now, conveniently, I live right next to the laundry room. I mean, literally, my door and the laundry room door are right next to each other. I also found out there's only one machine, one dryer, one washer, and it's $1.75 a pop.
Good Lord.
I said, screw that. I'll take it to the... I'll use a drop-off service. It's easier, and they fold it for me. I will say this, though.
And damn near is cheap.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I'm willing to pay a couple more dollars to have it folded. My last apartment, the day I moved in, I said to the landlord, because I had a washer and dryer in the apartment, full-size washer and dryer. I said, I don't know when I'm leaving, but I can already tell you I miss these. My first day in, but I know I'm going to miss them because there is nothing like having that washer and dryer there. Look, there are times I'd do a load and just let it sit in the dryer for a couple of days, and I'd work at it, I could
just
do it at
work out of the dryer.
Right,
yeah.
I could do it at my leisure, and I'm going to miss that. But you know what? Mm-hmm. For a long time, I did drop-off service, and it's just as nice because I get everything folded and whatnot. I throw the girl $5. I'm happy to do it, and this laundromat that I used to go to, they do a cool thing now. They give you this personal bag. It's wonderful. So anyway, the management firm of Howard Fine and Howard have taken out the book of matches, and they're still a good distance away from Ed's fuse. But something tells me this is not going to go well. As we go on here, this will be an ongoing story. However, I do have lovely floors. And let's face it, the way to do things is put down the new floors first. Then start doing the work.
Then start painting.
Right. And they knew I agreed to take this apartment on like October 5th. So it's not like that, but I wouldn't be able to get in until the end of the month. So it's not like they didn't have time.
Of course.
Anyway, so you got about 30 seconds. What do you got to say for yourself?
Well, just adding on to what you are talking about there, you've obviously found, the quintessential slumlord there, it looks like.
Mm.
Yeah, and I'd like to think that not all landlords in Florida are like that, but it reminds me back at the time when I was renting a house in Florida. Pretty much the same damn thing. So, I guess it's time to say goodnight.
I guess so. That's what the music properly timed means. See the time of your clock?
The music is completely cutting me out here, by the way. So, at this point, we're just going to say adios here. Have a great week.
on Twitter. We'll see you at another place.
See ya!
Adios.
See ya!